In Jesus' name we come and such thanksgiving this morning once again. Thank you, God, you've gathered us. And oh, what a gathering it's going to be. Lord, thank you that you're encouraging our hearts all the way along, learning to abide. Yes, to endure. But oh, it's not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, Lord, we're thankful. This is for you, the treasure in the earthen vessel. Praise be to God. It's yours. It's to your glory. I thank God we're about the good pleasure of your will around here. Lord, thank you for that. Oh, God, thank you that we taste it. Lord God, thank you that we feast upon it. Thank you, Jesus, that it's the kisses of your lips, Lord God, that supply us, Lord God, to go on. And what a privilege it is, the sons of God and the sons of glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. How wonderful and how grateful I am to God with you for his faithfulness to us. May he come today, praise God. And what a wonderful day it will be. But thanks be to God, we have hearts that abide in that expectation of his coming. There's something about this precious gospel that gets us to draw nigh in fervent love to him. And I thank the Lord, he is more excited about coming to get me than I am to meet him in the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles up to Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26, we'll begin reading from verse 6. It says, "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it," now look at that, "when his disciples saw this woman pouring this upon his head, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for so much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it," I love that. See, he was so enamored with what was going on, he was like gone. It was so lovely and there was such ecstasy to him what this woman was doing. It was like, whoa, what? I'm telling you. Oh my, I share in a lot of things, maybe in the spirit, that I thank God keeps them to my heart. All right, you might not come back if I shared them with you, who knows. "So they said, 'For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' But when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye this woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me." I love that, upon me. "For ye have the poor always with you. Ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." Now go on over to Mark chapter 14. Gives us another encouragement in this same moment. This moment that is forever. Praise God. And in the third verse, it says, "Now Jesus being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard." Spikenard, very precious. "And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some," we know who those some were, "that had indignation within themselves and said, 'Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence.'" That was at that time, that was far more than a year's labor for a laborer. That's how valuable this was, how much money this cost. "But it might have been sold more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken for a memorial of her." So she came in there and she was anointing his precious body for the burying. She anointed, praise God, his head with glory for the death of the cross. All she wanted to do was love him. That's all she wanted to do. It doesn't say she did anything else in that house. She didn't even probably say anything to anyone. She was on a beeline for one thing. I want to love him. I want to reverence him. In such thanksgiving. And why? Because of the great love wherewith he loves me. She had moved to a whole different realm. What she was bringing forth to him, I love that when he understood it. Let me tell you something. Jesus understands everything. But I'll tell you what, he can be in such ecstasy of your praise and your worship that it's like he's gone too. Come on, doesn't this touch you? Very God of very God, but a very man of a very man. Why is it the bride, the Lamb's wife? The Lamb's wife. Jesus had to be made the Lamb, the man. He was the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world, but he had to be made a man to die. And he also had to be made a man to have a wife. To have that wife, to have her. And you think about how wondrous and amazing and beautiful this is, that she drew nigh to him. And she drew nigh to him in love. And this love testifies of the love of his suffering. Do you love his suffering? Do you love his finished work on the cross? Praise be to God. We're going to do this in remembrance of him today. We're so thankful for that blood that was shed and the body that was completely given for us. But see, even though she was drawing nigh to him in this fervent love, the disciples were oblivious to this. But see, not this woman. She sought the more excellent thing. She wanted love. She wanted love. This most prized and privileged of worship. She adored him. She adored him. And it all begins, brothers and sisters, so sweetly with this simple alabaster box. This alabaster box. And it's not that it was just expensive. This alabaster box to Christ was priceless. This alabaster box truly was her. This is a type and a shadow and a sign and a metaphor of the goodly pearl. It was coming forth to him to anoint him. It was what his word and why he came and the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. This was everything. My grace is going to be received by some, and those some are going to get it. And they're going to come like this. And they're going to come unto me and they're going to draw nigh in this fervent love. And they're going to come to give me the anointing. The anointing that I've ravished their heart. And that anointing that has ravished my heart. And we're going to be ravished together. Now, there's something very precious about this alabaster. This was a special type of alabaster. This alabaster, like other alabaster, was used to contain things. But this was to contain spikenard. And this alabaster box had to be strong, but yet very, very fragile. It had to be able to be broken. But it also had to be such strength and such an ability to contain its contents that that spikenard, because it was so valuable, could be in that box for years and years and years, and it would never change. It was protected because it was so treasured. And there was something even more special about this particular type of alabaster. This alabaster that could perform this and have this ability, it had a very specific color. It was red and it was transparent, translucent. Now, brothers and sisters, I pray this is us. I pray by the grace of God that we're these vessels of mercy, amen, covered in his precious blood and transparent, that there really would be nothing else to see of our lives but really him. As we go on with this, we understand that, thanks be to God, it is the treasure in the earthen vessel, isn't it? And thank the Lord that we know that he was everything to her. Everything to her. This precious encouragement that's spoken of multiple times in the Word of God, he was everything to her. He was all she had. She gave everything for him to magnify him with everything she could. And that's exactly what she did. Because this anointing, brothers and sisters, even goes on in higher heights. Because what she did is she anointed him in royalty. She was coming forth not to just honor him, but to honor him as the royal one that he is and was. And the reason this is true is because this ointment that was being poured out over him was truly only for royals. This thing was so expensive, this spikenard. It was only for the very, very elite and wealthy. But God. Even the spikenard itself, a beautiful little plant, but it's thorny. And the actual part of that plant, the head of it, which is ground down and made into this wondrous ointment and that has this beautiful smell, that crown, and it is a crown of that plant. If you see it, it's got little purple spikes on top and it looks just like a crown. Now, the anointment that she brought to him was ruling and reigning worship. Oh, yes. Oh, this isn't a far jump at all, brothers and sisters. She entered in with the king in fellowship. She put that on him. She was that wonderful adorning of him as well as his adorning for her. Let's look at this a little bit closer. You know, there were some sad ones in that place at that time. Matter of fact, their title was disciples. They were very sad because they were ignorant of what was going on. And why were they ignorant? Because they were critical, weren't they? They were critical, they were ignorant. And what were they stuck in? They were still stuck in service. They were still stuck in being servants. Their whole mind was what we could do. What we could do for society, what we could do for poor. Come on. What do you hear when you go to Christian churches today? They usually have the ones that come up and say what they're going to build and what they're going to do. Let me tell you something. I'm thankful for anybody that does anything for anyone, whether it's water or a home or something of that. But let me tell you something. Jesus Christ, you have just a little while. And if you're after this gospel, I'm going to tell you something. You better get rid of all that goodness because it's trash. Do you understand that? Do you understand what was going on right here? Do you understand that these disciples were encumbered with doing instead of being overwhelmed with his love? This woman was overwhelmed with his love. Amen. They were encumbered. They were saying you should take your money and feed the poor. But yet Jesus Christ is the one that stops them in their tracks and says, leave her alone. When he had to even like come to that. It was such a distraction. It even kind of broke it up. But there was a purpose in it. There was a great purpose in it. He said, she hath wrought a good work upon me. Not for me. I'm not doing this for you, Lord. I'm doing this on you. I'm pouring it on you. Huh? Oh, come on. This means the most excellent, the most surpassing of all others. Her love and her worship is memorialized forever. She ran in there because she loved his appearing. She ran in there because of him. We run in here because of him. Amen. I'm so thankful we run in here because of him. And well, you know what? My goodness, you're here too. She loved his appearing. She worshiped and adored him. Amen. I mean, think of this. Think of this expression. This woman took everything she had, everything of her life, every bit of money she had, and invested it all on something that she could worship him with. That was her life. That was her alabaster box. Everything about her was about one thing. I'm drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss him. And yet there were the disciples. They loved the Lord. They knew him. You're the Christ. Huh? 3.5 years. And they were insulted and all of these different things. We know that. But yet even after all that time, all they wanted to do was wave a palm. What does Jesus want? Did he stop her and say, oh, well, this is what we need to focus on. This is what we need to do. We need to be focused on society. And a lot of people don't like this sermon, and I don't really care. I'm going to give you the word of God. I care about Jesus. I care about what he wants, and he wants you. And he wants you to quit being distracted. And you can be around the word just like these disciples were for all that time. Jesus Christ himself. And they still didn't get it. And this woman, by the grace of God, it proves it. He's still faithful if you're here to receive it. Even in that time. Even in the time before the infilling of the Holy Ghost. This woman still received more love. More perfect love. This is the Lamb of God, you dumb heads. She didn't even think that, but that's really what the expression was. I didn't come here to see the disciples. I didn't come here to run around and eat and just, oh, this is great. We're going to have dinner and, you know, all the great Christian ones are here. No, Jesus is here. The Word of God is here. He's here. He's here. He's here. And she was, oh, man, she was a heat-seeking missile. I love him. Do you see it? Over and over again. See, it's the ones that just really go after him. That great crowd and that woman that had the issue of blood. And all of them were out there to see Jesus, touch him and whatever. And the disciples were all. And he just stops and he says, who touched me? And I don't have to hope to touch him. I'm praising him for his grace with you right now. And you know what? We are touching him all over. That's what, and I will tell you, that's what Paul's gospel does. I mean, he's gone. He's running around heaven right now too, besides inside of me. Oh, Father, they've received my love. This wonderful plan, everything we set forth, they've taken it. And just like this woman, they're here to love me. And see, what she brought was all the significance. It really was. That alabaster box, reddish, bloody. Yeah. You kind of like that Josiah, huh? Oh, he liked that sacrifice so much. Go back and read about that little king. Oh, man. He was reminded they found the word of God. And, oh, about that wonderful blood of the Lamb. About the salvation of God. My goodness. I'm sure they finally had to come in there, man. We're not going to have any more animals here if you don't stop. He loved the blood. He loved him so. All he wanted that kingdom to magnify was Jesus who was to come. Amen. The very God that would be made man for you to come. Now, all that was her was him. Nothing of her, only the treasure in the earthen vessel. And that's what is the anointing. Brothers and sisters, you know that, see? We anoint him with the mercy and grace that he's given to us. We anoint him with Christ in us, the hope of glory, amen? So we anoint him back with what he's made us in the oneness with him. And I thank the Lord for this woman. Everything was, it's about what you are going to do. It's about what you are going to finish. It's nothing about what I can do. We're here to praise you. We're here to praise you. We're not here to try to do a thing. We understand by the grace of God, we're his workmanship. And I thank the Lord that we rejoice in that. But here's what she knew. She knew that she was his crowning. Do you think that she knew that she was his pleasure? You think she's bringing that stuff on his head? She could hear. You ever hear Jesus say, That ain't in my notes, never heard that before, but I hear him saying, right now. I hear him. I hear his groaning too. I'm telling you. Here's what he said. Oh, it gets so good. He said to her, did you notice that she hath come aforehand? That means she has come first. She's come first. They were already there. But she's come first. Huh? She's come in first love. She's come with everything. Because she's only coming with what I've given. Amen. Now, once again, the most excellent, surpassing all the others. This was the royal love worship. And it says here, whenever the gospel is preached, she shall be remembered with me. With me. She's not going to just be remembered. She's going to be remembered with me. Why? Because whenever the gospel is preached, who's that? Jesus. So who's she being remembered with and in? Because is she not in the word? Just keep putting it all together, Holy Ghost. Amen. We're a little slow, but we'll get there. Hallelujah. Now, this word, praise God. Isn't it wonderful? This word is full of metaphors of glory. I mean, it's just one after the other, after the other, after the other, other. Now, to them that will to know. And once again, with the word of God, it's what are you searching for? What are you seeking? Amen? They were all in that house, weren't they? Jesus was there. All them Christians were in that house in the presence of the Word of God. Amen? But everybody was seeking something different. But there was one that was noted. One. Just like that goodly pearl. Isn't it sad? Christians will hear this gospel and they'll hear this truth and they'll still wrestle with it. They'll wrestle with ranks in the resurrection. They'll wrestle that there isn't a bride that actually comes out from the body. When the Lord over and over and over in the Word of God, He points it out all the time. It's just the one that loves me. Loves me. Not friendly loves me. But that divine agape love, this worshipful love, this royal love, praise God. See, there's something in that royalty, amen? See, you need to worship Him in that. And that's what Paul's gospel is. That's why this is being brought out here. It wasn't just some olive oil or different types of this. This was this ointment. This was specific. This was exact. And the layers of testimony in this are amazing. And that's why when you come in this adoration of Him, in this adoring of Him, this true, sincere worshiper who worships Him in spirit and in truth, you'll worship Him in this royal anointing. The royal anointing of a wife of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? Oh, come on. This is so mighty here. Amen. Now, here it's made plain again. And here's what the Lord's put on my heart. Have we brought our alabaster box today? By the grace of God, anointing His head, drawing nigh to Him as this woman in fervent love to kiss the bridegroom. Amen. There wasn't even anybody there except Him, my lover. You know how that goes. You ever really been in love before and somehow you, I don't know where you were in school or you went into a house or whatever it was. There were a lot of people, but they really weren't there. All you saw was that one. And you're just, you know, making smoke tracks getting there. It didn't matter who else was there. But see, I'll tell you, you think about the remembrance that's awaiting those that are here today with that alabaster box. Huh? A memorial with Him forevermore. I thank the Lord that I can say these different scriptures and you know them. You go on over there to the 8th chapter of Romans, and it talks about those mature sons, those ones that will be joint heirs as husband and wife with Him. It says, all of creation groans for the manifestation of those sons of God. They'll be remembered forevermore. Then you go over to Revelation chapter 3, and it's amazing there because you read about those Philadelphia saints. And that is a company that the Word of God says about that group that have hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He says, because of that, I'm going to make them come and bow down and worship before thy feet. And to make known that I have loved thee.
Hallelujah!
You think that's some memorial there? Do y'all remember Psalm 16, Precious Joe? Oh, the Holy Ghost kind of broke it down in him. In that precious psalm, it says, at thy right hand are His pleasures evermore. And I love that word, pleasure. It means the four living ones. It's the cherubim. Forevermore. 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 This is my pleasure, my ecstasy, the good pleasure of my will. She's at my right hand forevermore. now. It's not a metaphor anymore. Oh no, it's not. The fullness of this first love reigning worship has come. And all that needs to happen for it to come forth out of you. One last mighty special thing about this little alabaster box. It was kind of in the shape of a vase. It had a little skinny neck on the top of it. And for that alabaster box to give forth that beautiful ointment to be poured forth on his head, the one thing that had to happen is you had to break that neck. Had to have it broken. And I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. You've been hearing this word for quite some time. It's all there. And by the grace of God, I know it's in you. I would rest assured that almost everybody sitting here today, by the grace of God, not because of you, could go out of here and tell about this. And that's the truth. But the neck has got to break. For it to come forth. It's got to break. The stiff neck. It's never going to come forth. It's all there, but it's never been going to be poured forth. It's just like the disciples, critical, ignorant, and I'll use arrogant. They were around the glory, but so distant from it at that time. It was a hope of a somewhere. But the vessel has got to break.
Amen. Amen.
And by the grace of God, I plead with you, brothers and sisters. By the grace of God, let it break. Break forth everything of you all over him. Be like this precious woman. Don't worry about what the disciples think. Don't worry about what the disciples say. Don't worry about that. That'll distract you. You begin to live your life worrying about what somebody else says or somebody else thinks. It's just another bad excuse to miss God's best. And I'm also talking about what you think or what you feel or how I'm going to act. I'll tell you one thing. Don't miss it. You can hear this and hear this and hear this. But until that neck breaks, you'll never enter in. So why not today? Why not today? That I'd say, oh Lord, let it be. I am my beloved's. Do you think she walked in there? And that was her theme. Okay. Maybe she was pacing outside that house a little bit. I don't think so. No. She'd already spent all that dough. It didn't matter. I'm committed. I'm in. I'm all in. I'm my beloved's. I'm my beloved's. And praise be to God. She broke it forth, and the delirious came out, and his desire, he had to come too, when he understood what happened, when he understood, I mean, what, did you guys say that really? Let the delirious happen. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Everybody here today, in Jesus' name, amen. Let it break forth today. Amen. Let's pray. Yes.
is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And the second is this, to love your neighbor as yourself. And this hinges the law and the prophets.
I look for a friend, and I found none. I look for a friend, and I found none. But I looked for my bride. I looked for my bride down through the ages. I saw her, my pearl. Is it anything for you to just suffer a little while? Suffer with me, and you reign with me. Come on to me, I love you. Break your heart upon me. I want you to.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we just again come with even more thanksgiving and gratitude, Lord, for the drawing of your word. Lord, thank you for the revelation of your heart and your desire, your longing, the intimacy that you want with us. Lord, what pleases you. Thank you, Lord, for that grace and mercy that you've given it all to us. We don't even have to think about it. Lord, we just respond. In the great love wherewith we are loved, the mercy, the grace, the long-suffering, the patience. Lord, the good pleasure of you that you purposed in us for you to have and hold forevermore. In Jesus' name, draw us nigh and more nigh to the love of the bridegroom. God, increase our confidence as we come in such boldness and full assurance of faith in believing what the working of your word is able to will and to do and to perform in the fullness and the stature and the measure of you, your bride, your equal. Oh, Jesus. Lord, the one that you said you will be glorified together with me. I love you, Lord, and I believe you. And I know this is only to the magnifying and the magnificence of your grace and your purpose and your love. And I thank you, God, for the courage that you give, the boldness and the courage that you give as the good soldiers that endure the hardness, even the insults of the religious, even the insults of the disciples, that by your grace I'm going on and I'm drawn nigh in fervent love to kiss my bridegroom. In Jesus' name, amen.